We asked the faculty to briefly present instructive and related cases from their practices, and we began with the positive side of this important issue, a patient with a prolonged response to first-line treatment with endocrine therapy and a CDK inhibitor, and I asked Dr. Tulaney to present such a patient from her practice.
So I had a 68-year-old woman who had initially presented with de novo metastatic breast cancer. So it was ER positive, HER2 negative. So outside of having a breast mass, she was found to have ipsilateral involved axillary nodes and bone metastases. And at that time, when she presented, we did have a clinical trial open, which she had elected to enroll on. So she got treated with anastrozole and abemaciclib together. And she was on that for about 4.5 years. However, more recently, she did develop progression and develop new liver metastases. Those were biopsied and again were ER positive, HER2 negative. And so just recently, we did have to switch therapy and I had elected to put her on fulvestrant.
So just to pick out on a couple of points here, one of the things that we saw in the survey, you know, it's kind of interesting. It seemed like there was maybe more de novo cases than I expected, like this patient here. Was there any reason, did she delay coming in or is it just the bad biology?
No, I mean, I think she had missed her mammogram 1 year, but I don't think that that's probably what led to it.
I don't know what the data is right now, Nilim. I don't know if you're seeing more de novo or not. Is there any evidence we're seeing more, you know, just on the survey, the random, you know, number of cases that, you know, again, classically, I thought it was like 5%. Any thoughts about that?
So I think it depends on where we practice too. In Northern Virginia, where I practice, I feel like people are very motivated with their mammograms, and I don't think that we see too much. I probably see one every couple of months of de novo metastatic breast cancer.